Good day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, November 3. Coming up, Education Ministry signs MOU to address unemployment and improve labour market outcomes. Cabinet approves tabling of Lay Magistrates Court Act and ground broken for Stephanie Taylor Oval in Spanish Town. The news in detail after the break.
Are you the next energy champion? Then prove it! Enter the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program's Energy Champion Competition today! To enter, like the Ease Up on Energy Facebook page. Then post a picture or video of yourself saving energy and you could win a smartwatch, tablet or energy saving device. Remember to use the hashtag EnergyChampJA. Competition open to primary, high school and tertiary students and all public sector employees. Brought to you by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Now the news. The Education Ministry and the Private-Public Sector Partnership in Education Committee yesterday signed a 5-year Memorandum of Understanding MOU. The MOU seeks to better align education and training to meet the needs of the labor market as a means of addressing unemployment and improving labor market outcomes and workforce development. With youth unemployment at an estimated 30%, the government is targeting human capital development. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid, speaking at yesterday's signing ceremony and information session, says the MOU is part of the reform of the education and training system.
So the government, therefore, of Jamaica, through the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, is therefore pleased to be partnering with the Public-Private Sector Partnership in Education Committee in signing this historic Memorandum of Understanding to establish an institutional framework to deepen the alignment in education and training with the labor market needs and outcomes.
The ministry's programs will be extensively reviewed under the MOU with the objective of establishing an institutional framework. Strategies will also be implemented to deepen the alignment of the education and training sector to determine and assess labor market needs and outcomes. Cabinet has approved the tabling of the Justice of the Peace Act and the renaming of the Courts of Petty Sessions Miscellaneous Amendments Act 2017. In addition to renaming the Courts of Petty Sessions to the Lay Magistrates Courts, Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the bill will increase the jurisdiction of the Justice of the Peace in parish courts.
The objectives of the bill are to strengthen legislative provisions for the selection, appointment, jurisdiction, training, and discipline of justices of the peace, and increase the monetary jurisdiction of justices of the peace when exercising summary jurisdiction in a parish court.
Mr. Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House earlier this week. Ground has been broken for what will be one of the only known cricket grounds in the Americas to be named after a female cricketer. The Stephanie Taylor Oval, a Jamaica 55 legacy project of the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, is being constructed by the Sports Development Foundation. Sports Minister Olivia Grange, who was present at the groundbreaking in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, said the facility would help to produce and hone more sporting talents in the parish.
Never before in the history of the sport of cricket in Jamaica has a ground been named for a female cricketer. We are creating history in the sport of cricket in Jamaica this afternoon by breaking ground and unveiling the sign for the establishment of the Stephanie Taylor Oval at Eltham High School.
Stephanie Taylor, who was recently conferred with membership in the Order of Distinction, has represented the West Indies women's cricket team in more than 80 matches since her debut in 2008 at the age of 17 after graduating from Eltham High School. In 2013, she became the only player in history, male or female, to ever achieve the number one one-day international ranking in both batting and bowling simultaneously. And Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is calling for a more unified approach to market the Caribbean as a viable vacation destination. Minister Bartlett says this is critical as the Caribbean is losing market share to other emerging markets around the world. He notes that tourism ministers across the Caribbean have started discussions around building a marketing platform for the region. The ministers recently met at the State of the Tourism Industry SOTI conference in Grenada.
So we have to look at how do we freshen up ourselves, how do we make ourselves more attractive, more relevant, and more responsive to the changing dynamics within global tourism.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.